but we can figure out what the problem is and find a solution. That's 636-717-1100. You can also check out my website for information or to schedule an appointment. Please visit ankleandfootinstitute.com. That's ankleandfootinstitute.com.
Are you tired of not seeing long-term results with trendy fad diets? Well, if you are, Seattle Suttons is here to help. Since 1985, Seattle Suttons Healthy Eating has been the best choice for healthy eating. And your best choice just got even better. That's right. Seattle Suttons now offers delivery directly to your door. Lose the hassle of planning, shopping, and cooking, and discover freshly prepared, delicious, healthy meals. And with new menu items, the choice has never been easier. Lose weight without sacrificing taste, freshness, or variety. With no contracts to sign, what could be easier? Why wait? Visit SeattleSutton.com. That's SeattleSutton.com. Or call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. It's your life, your health. Take control. Visit SeattleSutton.com.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The Ritz kickoff to summer weekend is almost here. June 9th, 10th, and 11th, when the Cardinals take on the Phillies. The weekend is loaded with great giveaways, and it begins Friday with the Orlando Cepeda bobblehead, presented by AAA Missouri. Saturday is the adult all-over print shirt. Sunday is the Rawlings Kids baseball glove, a Six Flags Day, and a Family Attractions card giveaway. June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Hey fans, Mike Shannon here, and one of my favorite teammates I had the chance to play with was Orlando Cepeda.
Orlando came through. They're all jumping all over him.
Friday, June the 9th, the Cardinals face the Phillies. That night, it's Orlando Cepeda bobblehead giveaway, presented by AAA Insurance. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home the bobblehead of the 1967 MVP. That's Friday, June the 9th, and tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotion. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Have your floors taken a beating the last few years? I have a solution for you. I've just purchased a truckload of hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring that you'll have to see to believe. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. This is a high-quality, 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory hardwood floor at an incredible price of $3.59 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak, and for only $3.59 a square foot. That's 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory, and your choice of four gorgeous neutral colors. For only $3.59 a square foot, all with a 25-year wear and finish warranty. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses, now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Answer all of your questions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will compare our prices to the market to make sure that you get the biggest savings.
Right now at Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville, get $3,000 cash back on a new 2017 Ford Fusion and your Explorer on top of their already great savings.
Yes, we will work hard to earn your business.
The other guys club into the deal. You didn't like the way they made you feel. Now you're headed to the home run. Yes, we will. Jack Schmidt Ford, we get out of Collinsville.
Come on, open up. When you're
your garage door opener no longer works.
Come on.
Or when you break a spring.
Oh, man.
You need help fast.
Oh, come on.
Give a locally owned company a call. The Right Door Company. Spelled W-R-I-G-H-T at 314-484-3667. That's 484-3667. Or see their website at therightdoorco.com. They service all makes and models of garage doors and openers. The Right Door Company. Quality you expect. Service you deserve.
This is John Shea from the Inside Out Show.
And I'm Dave Sherwood.
I'm Jennifer Blome. And John Shea and David Sherwood will not be in the studios this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
Well, they'll be on, broadcasting live from Saliga Shoes on Brentwood Boulevard, just north of Manchester Road.
Okay, so we will be on the air.
That's my line.
So hoof it on down to Saliga Shoes this Saturday. They specialize in comfort shoes with style.
Come on out this Saturday.
Live on location on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
The
full of tech and we're full of chicks. And we think you'll get lots of
chicks and boobs, tatas, cassavas, bazungas, all up in our friggin' faces.
Well, that sounds horrible. That sounds disgusting.
Gross.
That is gross. Good word, Keon. Gross. That's the word I was looking for. Gross. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 7th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. There are two in the St. Louis area. We will tell you where there are.
What?
Edit that out. We will tell you where they are and why you might want to pay them a visit. You won't be there that long, and the answer, the solution, the elimination of your pain just may be in one of the Good Feet Stores. I'll tell you how to do that. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
All right. You know, I come in here and place is full of surprises. I never know who's going to be running that control board. Today it's Eon the Peon. Hey. Beyonce, have your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it's a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
He's a bass player in a band. He's a broadcast professor. He was an assistant manager at Sambo's Restaurant. He has sold cars. He almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics. And the list goes on and on. Of course, we're talking about the one and only Dan Strauss, and he's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. I want to say happy birthday to a guy that listens every day. He's AM in the PM. Eon the Peon has turned 40.
I do listen every day.
He does.
I love
40
this show.
Years old. Well, I was going to mention it, but you stole my thunder. That's okay. Happy birthday, Peon.
Thank you.
40.
Great.
Or as I call it, a kid.
Or
40
farty.
Years old. Yeah. Or, no, yeah, from St. Louis, you got to go farty.
Yeah.
40 years old. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy, one of these days, something's going to hit. He's always coming up with these ideas. And his latest idea, as he says, a lot of people like butter and a lot of people like cheese. He's trying to come up with a product that is the two combined.
Mm.
And he calls it, but what?
Cheese.
Butt cheese. No.
Cheese.
No, that's not going to work.
Ew.
Nobody's going to buy butt cheese.
Ew.
Now look at him. Now he's all disappointed. The idea might be good. Be getting a better name. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. The greatest. Thank you. Oh, come on. Thank you. Good crowd today. The annex is full, too.
Mm-hmm.
The people that couldn't get into the main studio. We are brought to you today by the Good Feet Stores. There are two in the St. Louis area. And you don't have to be an old person to have pain issues. I told you the last time I was at the Goodfeet store, it's not a place you go often. I went in, got what I needed, and you know that was it. But when I was in there was a firefighter, and the other guy couldn't have been 40 years old. He wasn't even old like you, Peon. He was in his 30s.
Wow.
But he was having some pain, and his leg was bothering him. And I sat there and watched the first insert they brought out, or arch support, wasn't the one. So they made a couple little changes. I don't know what the changes were, but they knew what to go back and look for. And have you ever been to a shoe store and you try on shoes, and they put them in a box, and you sit there, and they come back with another? Well, try these. I mean, these are a half. These run small. Maybe you need a 9.5 or 10.5. That's kind of what they did. But then they brought this one insert out, and they put it in his shoe, and he got up and walked around, and he just said, "My goodness, this is fantastic. I can already feel the difference. I don't have the pain." And he bought them and couldn't have been happier to pay for them, was on his way. Maybe this is the answer for you if you have foot pain, or even knee pain, leg pain, hip pain, back pain, headaches. Yes, headaches. Could be a problem with weight distribution on your feet. You won't know until you go in, and you don't need an appointment. And they'll be, oh, tell them your AM and the PM, too. That's more important than you'll ever know. Two locations in the St. Louis area. One is on Olive, just west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. And the other is in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, the Goodfeet stores. Happy birthday, Peon, 40. Now, what'll happen, anything special tonight? See, my wife and I, we don't make a big deal out of birthdays.
No,
well, some people
either.
Do. It's a big deal to some
yeah,
people.
It's not to me. But, we'll go out to dinner tonight with my parents, but that's about it.
You could be, just tell everybody you're 30-10.
2020, maybe?
2020.
Well, you say, it's funny, you say, then that'll be it. No.
What?
That won't be it. I believe what happens to you happens to me every year. You think, well, that's it, pretty nice birthday. But then the lights go out in the bedroom.
As soon as Archie
goes to sleep, and she's going to give you your real birthday.
Well, that's a guarantee. I know that's coming.
Yep.
Yeah, sure it is. Matheny doesn't have a commercial today, but I told Dan a while ago off the air before, you know, we were during a commercial break, and I said, I'm so aggravated at myself. They were out, I don't even think it was a week ago, maybe a week ago, because it was blowing, but it wasn't cold. And, you know, as usual, they knew what to do, and it was a kickstart kit or something that kind of keeps the compressor on, and everything was fine. And then yesterday, I get home from here, from work, and it seems warm. I went over and looked. That's weird. It's set at 72. It's 75 in here. So I called. And I love this. They said, the best we can do is tomorrow morning. Well, that's fine. It's, Tuesday evening. So Bob comes out from Matheny, and he's there about an hour, and he's doing stuff and checking stuff, and I imagine he's starting to get puzzled and frustrated. We can't seem to find. He goes over to the breaker box. Breaker's off. And he tells me, he goes, "Hey, breaker was off." And I said, "Well," he said, you didn't check the breaker." I said, "Well, I would never have thought to do that because it was blowing." And he said, "That's a separate circuit." I wouldn't have known that. See, this is why you call people who know. Now, I've learned something. I'm not kidding. If it happens again, I'm going right to the breaker box. But it just made me kind of mad because they deserve to have a service call. I got to pay a service. I'm happy to pay it. But live and learn. I made that up just now. I hope it catches.
Really?
Yeah.
Live and learn?
I think it's a good one. I would like now to address you a-holes who do what somebody did to me this morning. I had a dental appointment at Ballast Dental Care. I'm getting all the sponsors in today. I drove my Johnny Londoff White Lightning Corvette to Ballast Dental Care. My crown came in, so they put a new crown on. And I'm out of there. Now, when I parked off to the side. On either side of me, there were easily 6 or 8 parking spaces. I come out, and there's some a-hole moron has parked right up against my car.
Oh, yeah.
When there were all these other spaces. You know that deal where you can barely get your door open? Of course, I walk around and see if there's a crease where his door hit my... I almost thought I'd just wait here and see who comes out. But then you run the risk of the guy being 6'8 or something.
Yeah.
And then what do you
do? And a hothead.
Yeah, and a road rager.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go, And he goes, you looking for something? No, see ya. And then, so it wasn't worth it. But don't do that, people. Don't park right up against somebody and barely get in.
I think some people actually get a kick out of it.
I guarantee you they do it on purpose.
They see a car like that.
Oh, look at the Mr. Corvette.
And look at and all the,
I'll show
yeah,
him.
I'm going to show him. I'm going to park next to him.
Now, I don't curse, all right? And I know a lot of most people do, and that's fine. I'm not one of those people that just because of the way I was brought up, and it kind of stuck. But
I like to from time to time.
Most people do.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
And I think if if I'm ever told by the doctor, you know, you've got 2 weeks to live, I'm going to pick a cursing day, and I'm just going to curse all day. But somebody said something yesterday in front of me. Now, understand this. When I say this, I'm quoting. I was brought up that if you said, you know, God darn it, or God, if it had God in it, that's taking the Lord's name in vain. And you never said Jesus' name unless you're talking about Jesus. The joke today has Jesus in it, but it's not sacrilegious. It's actually a commentary on people. But yesterday, some guy, I don't even remember what happened, Jesus H. Christ. And I thought, wait a second, H? How did that get in there?
I don't know, and that's been like that for a while. It's like, I don't know.
And it's never any other variation. It's always H. It's not Jesus R. Christ. It's Jesus H. Christ.
And I think they use it because...
Is it supposed to soften the blow or something to make it not sound like they're taking the Lord's name?
I don't know. But if Jesus had a middle name, it would probably be Howard after his dad. Because
I know this joke.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell him. Go ahead and tell him.
Our Father who art in heaven, Howard be thy name.
See, that's sacrilegious.
I know.
Now it's sacrilegious.
I know.
But, you've taken what was a great story and made fun of the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
I feel okay.
I knew you would.
But,
unaffected.
My mom slapped me across the face in fifth grade. She took me out of school to take me to the seventh game of the 1968 World Series.
Oh, that's a good mom.
And that's when all the World Series games were played in the afternoon. She took me out of school, told them I had a dentist appointment. And
so she was a liar. She thought she had a lie.
She taught me how to lie. So we get out to the car, and she said, I have two tickets for the World Series game. We're going to the game right now. And I went, Jesus Christ, that. And she went,
boy.
Smack.
She should have.
Or it smacked me across the face. Don't ever say that. Don't use the Lord's name.
Well, that sure taught you, because I've never heard. Oh, wait.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No.
I think I'm thinking of somebody else. I don't even know why I'm mentioning this story. I just find this. When I hear stories about people that just have too much money, I've been going to Lake of the Ozarks for 36 years. I like the lake. I like looking at the lake, even if I don't get out in the water. There is a boat. There's a guy who... Don't email me, please. I know who it is. I know who it is, okay? And if you do, fine. His boat cost $6 million.
Whoa.
Now, this is Lake of the... This is not Monte Carlo. And I found out last week that he has a standing order with a detail service to completely, perfectly clean his boat every week at $800 a week.
Every week?
Every week. They are to come in like Thursday or Friday. When he gets there, it's supposed to be perfect every week.
Wow. Good for them.
Yeah, boy.
And it's none of my business if he had more power to him, but if I had $6 million to put on a boat, I'd have a $1 million house at the lake and a $500,000 boat, and the rest is in the bank or another boat somewhere else or another house somewhere else. Holy mackerel. And good for him. I don't, you know, what you do. People should do whatever they want with their money. What else did I want to mention to you? The Righteous Brother. On the way in, I had the oldies satellite station on, and the Righteous Brothers were on. I've never heard anybody else say this about the Righteous Brothers except me. They're mush-mouth singers. You're never close your eyes.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, their jaws are wired shut. You're never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. That's all. I just, weren't they? That was in, Top Gun.
Yes. Yeah.
What was the song Tom Cruise? What, wasn't that the song?
That was it.
The microphone?
Yeah, that was it.
You've lost that love and feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was all just an observation. Ladies, get in here, please.
And Top Gun Maverick is in the works.
Yeah. Val Kilmer was in that. Oh, they're doing a new one, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. So this is the setting is a bar, a small tavern bar, whatever. And there's a guy at the bar just kind of minding his own business. And one of the regulars comes in, and he's blind, but he's a regular customer. He's completely blind. And he comes in with his cane, tap, 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 tap. And the bartender says, "Hey, Scotty," he says, "we don't normally see you in here except Saturday. What brings you in?" He said, "Well," he said, "somebody told me that there's a guy in here that says he's Jesus." And the bartender says, "Well, he's down at the end of the bar, and I will say he's got the long hair and the beard and the flowing robe, and he looks like every depiction of Jesus I've ever seen." And he says to the bartender, the blind guy says, "Do you think it's Jesus?" He said, "Well, that's not for me to say. I mean, you know, there are people who believe he could come back at any time in any form, and I'm not going to say yes or no. He looks the part." And the blind guy says, "Would you buy him a drink and just tell him it's on me?" The bartender goes down and tells the man in the robe and the long flowing hair that the blind man bought him a drink, and Jesus kind of nods and acknowledges. And the blind man says, "What did he do?" He says, "Well, he looked over and nodded at you like, thank you." Blind man says, "Good." Another regular comes in, and he's had a stroke, and his whole right side is paralyzed. His face is drawn on one side. He can't use his right hand, drags his right leg. And he's a regular customer, and he orders a drink. He goes to the bartender. He says, "Who's that guy down at the end of the bar, that hippie-looking guy?" He says, "Well, he says he's Jesus." And the guy looks at him and goes, "You know what? He looks a little bit like he could be Jesus. I'll tell you what, buy him a drink. Tell him it's from me." So the bartender goes down and buys the guy another drink, and the Jesus-looking guy looks over at the paralyzed guy who's paralyzed on his right side and raises his glass and nods, acknowledging, "Thank you for the drink." And another regular customer comes in. He's limping badly. Got a bad, apparently bad hip or knee or something. And he says, "Hey, what's the deal with the guy at the end of the bar? What does he think? He's the Son of God or something? What, does he think he's Jesus?" The bartender says, "Well, as a matter of fact, that's exactly who he says he is." And the guy with the limp says, "Come on, is he?" The bartender says, "Well, who am I to say?" He says he is. So the guy with the limp says, "Buy him a drink on me." Same thing, buys him a drink. Guy looks over, nods, acknowledges, "Thank you." As the guy with the robe and the long flowing hair finishes his drinks and he's getting up to leave, he walks over and touches the blind man. He says, "For your kindness, you can see." And all of a sudden, this guy can see 20/20 vision. He can't believe it. He starts crying. "I didn't know you looked like that. Oh, my God, look at you. Oh, look at this. What is this about?" Oh, he's crying. He's so happy. He can't believe he can see. And the guy with the robe and the long flowing hair walks over to the guy who's had the stroke, and his right side is paralyzed. He touches his right side. He said, "For your kindness, you are healed." The guy stands up and then stands on one leg, the paralyzed leg, raises the right paralyzed hand, cries out of both eyes, the one had been paralyzed, speaks perfectly, no drawn face, nothing. He too is crying with happiness. He can't believe it. And the guy who says he's Jesus, walks over to the guy with the limp. And the guy looks up and says, "Hey, don't touch me, man. I'm on disability."
All right, let's get a look at traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Looks like we've got some kind of incident on northbound Highway 55 near Park that's really got things just at a standstill all the way back to Highway 44 and eastbound 44 west of Jefferson. Now, westbound Highway 40 drivers, you're on the brakes from Compton out through McCausland. You've got a new accident on northbound Highway 270 before Olive. Camera was shaking so bad, I can't tell if it's just the right lane or two right lanes that are blocked, and traffic is backed up to Doherty Ferry. Now, you do have eastbound 270 backing up between McDonnell and New Florissant. Northbound 170 had an incident at Airport Road. That's been cleared, but you're slowing now south of St. Charles Rock Road. up through Highway 270 and westbound 44. Still looking pretty sluggish now between Hampton and the lane shifts at Shrewsbury. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They are your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
You listen to us,
we listen to you.
Hello? Since KTRS is live and local, you can join the conversation by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS.
Could you possibly repeat that number for me?
That's 1-888-550-5877.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
Try doing that at other stations that have their shows coming out of Florida, New York, or L.A. Not gonna happen.
We're St. Louis's biggest conversation.
Hey, I guess my comment just simply is...
But, okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
You listen to us,
we listen to you.
The Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS.
Results will vary. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? You have the right to fast IRS tax relief. Join satisfied clients like Victoria. She owed the IRS $32,000. They accepted $300. She saved $31,700. Leroy owed $21,000. The IRS accepted $500 and he saved $20,500. Get fast IRS tax relief and save too. Call 800-294-8182. Has the IRS threatened to shut down your business? Freeze your bank accounts, take your home, your cars, or garnish your wages. You may qualify for special programs to stop this process. Get fast IRS tax relief. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS. With an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the fast IRS tax relief hotline at 800-294-8182. 800-294-8182. That's 800-294-8182.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service on a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141, the place with a big red chair.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
What's in a name? Growing up, my dad always told me that a man is only as good as his word. Later, I learned that a good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Hi, my name is Chuck Easter with Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. When my name is on your fence, deck, remodeling project, or landscape project, you know that the work was done right with integrity, pride, and great care. We never cheat. We don't cut corners. We are committed to doing what's right and providing the best product and unmatched craftsmanship at a fair price. At Easter Fence Deck Renovations, our customers become friends because we treat them like family. And you have our family guarantee that even if it's the first job Dad did in 1957, if we didn't do it right or didn't do what we said, we'll fix it for free. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500. That's 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know. I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join, so join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
For all of your heating and your cooling needs, there is a St. Louis family you need to be aware of. It's Gelmisch & Sons. Since 1950, the Gelmisch family is making sure all of your heating and cooling needs are taken care of. If need be, they will install a brand new full Lennox system. Now, that's the gold standard. A full air conditioner and a furnace for $28.95. Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110 or gelmischandsons.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in DePere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
During the month of June, McBride & Son Homes has teamed up with the local unions to create the new home buying opportunity of the year. Buy a new home now through June 30th and get McBride Homes' best deal, plus an additional $2,000 to $10,000 cash for use at closing. With nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. This limited time offer is only available until the end of June or while funds last. So hurry to get McBride Homes' best deal, plus union cash for use at closing. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Comfort Care St. Louis can help with as much or as little home care as you need. From medication reminders and meal prep to everyday chores and errands, let us create your personalized care plan and find the perfect caregiver match. If you need help taking care of a loved one, call Comfort Care St. Louis today and learn how we can help you and your loved ones. Call 314-965-9600 anytime, day or night. That's 314-965-9600 so you can live your best life possible.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses, now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
We are headed to Southern California.
Let me go home.
And standing by there is Mike Evans. Brought to you by a place where I will have dinner tonight. I'm really looking forward to this. Any Guns. Any Guns Restaurant. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. And if I weren't trying to be good with this weight loss thing, I'd walk out of there with a cherry pie tonight from the Smokehouse, and I'd devour a ton of that bread, that sourdough bread they give you before you eat. Annie Gunn's, a terrific restaurant. Gift cards are always a good idea. They are both located east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And now, oh, there are two lines, and the one blinking is the one I need. Let me hit this button, and now I can do this. Mike Evans, everybody. Now, you seem to be a little, because when's your colonoscopy? Is it this weekend, Friday? Or?
Friday.
And I know you're a little bit anxious. You don't really know what to expect. And you will, Monday, you will say to us, or maybe if you're on Friday, wow, you were right. That was nothing.
Good.
Good. Thank you for that.
All right. What are we talking about?
Pacquiao's question, name the name of the hottie who brags she doesn't drink alcohol, but she loves desserts made with alcoholic beverages. Naomi Campbell. Giselle Bundchen. Brooke Shields. Betty White.
Wow.
Early movie review for limited release, You Were Never Really Here, stars Joaquin Phoenix, who won the Cannes Film Festival Best Actor for this movie. Joaquin plays a hitman hired to save a 14-year-old girl from a teenage prostitution ring. Hard to watch, graphic, but very well done. You Were Never Really Here, rated R, 95 minutes, 3 stars.
Good title.
I like it. Odds and ends. What's up with Whoopi Goldberg? I mean, doing all these TV commercials, going to Congress demanding that marijuana meds for women on their cycle be legalized. Well, I don't have a problem with that, but why now? Whoopi's 61 years old. When's the last time she had a cycle?
I don't know, but she blowed up. Holy moly, yeah. Is she big.
She is ugly as homemade sin.
Oh, she is.
Racist.
Supercilious and truculent.
Oh, that's a Howard Cosell word.
Bette Midler is insulted and infuriated that when she leaves the Broadway Hello Dolly play, she may be replaced by a man.
What?
She's very upset about
that. Well, no kidding.
Hello Dolly?
Yeah.
Bette Midler, very talented, but I can't stand her.
I can't stand her. Where was Bette Midler born?
I don't know.
Honolulu.
Oh, okay.
She turned her back on Hawaii. Yeah. Says she hates
How
her.
Dare she?
She was a fat old bitty. Bulletin, Justin Bieber found God, goes to church twice a week, and is building a home in New Jersey next to his pastor, a guy named Carl Lentz, who will be traveling with Justin during all of his...
Oh, boy. Get your checkbook out, Justin. Get that checkbook out.
Very rare sighting. Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Photographed at the Hollywood Butterfly Ball wearing only, she was wearing clothes, but also wearing open-toe gold sandals, thus exposing all 6 toes on her left foot.
Time to come out. She decided to come out of the closet.
How about that? I wonder if that turns on a foot fetish guy.
Oh, you'd be in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Extra jam.
Yeah.
Extra jam. Now that's nasty.
Yeah.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's peon for you.
All right, Ken.
Oh, it's his birthday day. He's 40 today, peon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is peon's 40 today?
Yeah.
40 today.
Happy birthday there, peon.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Ken. Is it true? Julia Louis-Dreyfus says that her best friend, Senator Al Franken, is definitely running for president.
Oh, I sure hope so.
I actually might leave the country if he becomes president. I might be one of those. And is it true that London Bridge terrorist was actually on a BBC news special last year, unwinding an ISIS flag, putting it around himself, saying that he was a terrorist and would someday attack the city?
Yeah, well, they should have shot him.
It was on national television in England. Nobody did anything.
Should have been shot right there.
What the hell? Yeah. I mean, and then you got this idiot London mayor saying there's nothing to be afraid of. Well, there's been 34 people killed in London and Manchester in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, back to Al Franken. When I see Al Franken,
I hate him,
or I hear the name, I can't help but have the image of him when he was on Saturday Night Live walking around as a satellite, his satellite dish on his head.
Yes. Yeah.
That's Al Franken to me. And if he does this, I hope he loses. And so embarrassingly, the way he lost when he decided to have a satellite radio show, and it was a complete disaster.
He's hideous.
Oh, my goodness.
Here is a first time I've ever done this. Dueling headlines.
All right.
New York Post versus the New York Daily News. Above the same story of an 81-year-old doctor who's been serving New York for 50 years and the father of eight kids.
Before you do this, if I were running the control board, and I think, Mike, you would too, I would have already had, underneath dueling headlights. That's just me. I would have done it.
I didn't even think of that.
Well, of course you didn't.
Well, that's
the point.
Radio professional.
That's right.
So how about this, Dan? To make up for it, Dan, you got your harmonica?
Yeah, I got it.
Well, Mike's going to give two headlines, they're dueling headlines.
Okay.
So before each headline, give me these notes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I went...
Yep, that's it. That's okay. It right there. That's the tune.
All right.
Headline number one.
You judge it. Tell me which one you like the best.
All right.
Daily news headline screams, Doc was a pillar of community.
Oh, that's good.
Doc was...
And now headline number
pillar
two.
Pillar of community.
I like it.
New York Post headline screams, Papa Pill.
Oh, I like that too. I'm going with pillar of community.
No, that's it. They're going to.
Papa Pill?
No.
Dan, you,
kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dan, you're done.
Okay. And finally.
Oh, no. This is like the best segment we've ever had. Oh, no, it's over, Dan. Uh-huh. It's over.
Who doesn't drink alcohol beverages but has all of her desserts made out of alcoholic beverages? Naomi Campbell, Giselle Bundchen, Brooke Shields, or Betty White?
Oh, wow. Brooke Shields.
I will say... Brooke Shields.
I'll say Betty White.
Naomi Campbell.
No, we're stupid. We're so stupid. Oh, man.
I thought Brooke Shields was hot. I still do.
No, I still do.
I haven't seen her in a long time, but
there's
something
about her.
The eyebrows.
Yes. She's really pretty.
Yeah.
That was Mike Evans from Southern California. Brought to you. You know who. That's right. Annie Guns. I'll be there tonight. And I will not eat, in your honor, for your birthday, I'm not eating the French dip.
All right.
If I do, I feel guilty because it's your favorite thing. And next door is the Smokehouse Market. And they're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards are always a good idea. That's why they sell thousands of them every year. Whoopi Goldberg needs to go to MD Health and Wellness, maybe. Dan mentioned how big she's gotten, and she blew up. And, hey, who am I to judge? I blew up, too. When I went into MD Health and Wellness, this is an absolute fact, almost to the pound, I weighed 100 pounds more than when I got married. When I got married, I weighed 145. I weighed just a little more than 245, 250, let's make it, when I went into MD Health and Wellness. How about that? Now, if you say, well, that's all that home cooking, you know better than that. Yeah. Everything but MD Health and Wellness is in Bridgeton. These people helped me lose 35 pounds, most of it in 4 weeks. We still have a lot of summer left, ladies who would like to wear a swimsuit a little smaller, gentlemen who'd like to wear trunks that's not a 42-inch, 44-inch or more waist. You still got plenty of time to enjoy the weather, not be ashamed to, you know, wear the summer clothing you'd like to wear. But it's more than that. But long before the holidays come around again, you will have already taught yourself and trained yourself how not to ever get that big again. MD Health and Wellness, where they help people lose weight, and it's doctor monitored. It's not some, here, take this stuff, pay us and leave, good luck to you. The other thing they do is deal with low testosterone in men, generally 45 and older. And you folks who have type 2 diabetes, knock that stuff off. Get rid of that. That's reversible in many cases. They can help you with that, too. MD Health and Wellness. The website is MD Health. Oh, please. First of all, thank you. I know lots of you have gone in there and said your AM and the PM. They've gotten so many patients. I really appreciate that. Keep that up if you would. MDHealthWellness.com.
Time for a final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
They cleared an accident that was on northbound Highway 270 before Olive, and traffic is still running a little bit slow now between Highway 40 and Ladue. They cleared the accident that was on northbound 55 at Park. Still has you backed up to 44. 44 is about midway between Grand and Jefferson to the northbound 55 ramp. Southbound or westbound Highway 44 is jamming up a little west of Hampton through the lane change at Shrewsbury. They cleared an accident now on eastbound Highway 364 before Highway K, or after Highway K. Really long jam ups there. Southbound 270 still has stop and go traffic from Olive down to Doherty Ferry. We do have eastbound 40 now slowing from about Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. When your business outgrows your office, turn to Staples. They have everything your business needs to pack and move at great prices. Right now, get special deals for even more savings in-store or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Martin, KTRS News.
KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Enders, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
In partnership with Fox 2 News.
Reporting live here in East Carondelet, Rocky Madden, Fox 2 News.
Live in St. Louis County, Michelle Medeiros, Fox 2 News.
Live at City Hall, Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
Keep you connected to what's happening in our area. KTRS. Depend on it.
Make the most of those long summer days. Wake up ready for more fun in the sun after a restoring night's sleep on a new Beautyrest mattress. With Beautyrest endless summer savings, there's no better time to buy than now. Get some of our lowest prices of the year on select Beautyrest mattresses, the only ones featuring Beautyrest pocketed coil technology for rejuvenating sleep. Hurry and soon. Find a retailer at beautyrestretailers.com. Get your Beautyrest at Kloss Furniture in O'Fallon or Mattress Market in Troy.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you guessed it, Tim Weiland. Traffic reports when you need them. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Take advantage of the bonus savings day summer event at Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I think it's a bold move by the city.
St. Louis city workers taking the first steps toward removing a Confederate statue in Forest Park. What they did today and how long it may take to bring it down.
Missouri lawmakers are headed back to Jefferson City for another special session. The controversial issue the governor wants lawmakers to tackle.
Tonight, meet Benny, the chocolate lab nearly beaten to death with a hammer. Why isn't the guy who did that being charged with a crime?
But first at 6, city crews began the process today of taking down the Confederate monument in Forest Park.
Now, you saw that work first on Fox earlier today. Fox 2's Michelle Medeiros is live in Forest Park tonight. So, Michelle, when did this start?
There were protests here late last night, but early this morning, workers came to set up these barricades.